Welcome to Amplifier, WFIU's show about the indie rock performance scene across South Central Indiana. I'm Annie Corrigan, joined, as always, by Michael Kapanis. Thanks for being here.
Always happy to be here.
Your first show is by yet another California band. We seem to be a hot spot for California bands touring the country.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but, you know, you got to pass through the Midwest to get to the East Coast, I guess.
And we're a hip town.
Definitely.
We're a hip town. This is Sleepy Sun.
Yeah, they're a really great band. They've sort of come out in the past couple years, and I don't think they've really gotten quite as much attention as I think they might deserve. Like, I've met a lot of people who are really big fans of theirs, but they haven't quite gotten the critical acclaim, you know, in the press as maybe they're actually getting from people, I feel like, from their fans out there. And they've got a really great sound, very intense, and they sort of create these great sort of waves of, you know, intense moments, loud guitars and reverb and distortion and stuff. And then they will bring it down and have, you know, these really pretty moments, and then all of a sudden surge again, you know, that it creates a really nice sort of emotional roller coaster. For the listener.
You know, I read something that described them as sort of pseudo prog rock, and then I listened to some of their stuff and I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, they definitely get compared in this sort of emotional way of like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, of, you know, just really intense moments. But then, you know, there'll be these little pockets of breaking it down and then getting loud again. And
gosh. To be a new band and be compared to Led Zeppelin, that is probably like the best compliment in the world. So let's go ahead and take a listen to a selection from their 2010 album, Fever. Here's Marina.
Float me down.
Sleepy Sun, they're going to be performing at the Bishop on Friday, August 26th. That's a late show, starts at 11 p.m., so take a nap earlier in the day for that. $5 in advance and $8 at the door. So that's a cheaper show, so you can go check that one out.
Yeah, definitely.
Our next band, we just had a discussion that we don't really know how to pronounce their name. It's spelled Balmoria, but their Wikipedia page says Balmure. Who knows?
I'm not really sure. It's a reference to some little part in Texas. They're from Austin. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
And no clue.
Balmore, if that's what they say, then we might as well
That's what we'll say. Yeah, so they're, in addition to the guitar and drums for this band, they also have violoncello, bass, and no vocals, purely instrumental music. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's all instrumental. Every once in a while on some of their recordings, they'll have these sort of ambient vocals, not with words, just kind of careening over. It's really just like another instrumental element. Yeah, I think they're one of the many bands out there now that are sort of successfully crossing genres. I mean, there's definitely, you know, classical elements, there's pop elements, there's rock elements, you know, some experimental and ambient elements. They played a couple years ago at Russian Recording, and that was a really great show.
I wonder, how are they received? Because it seems like such a different sort of music for a venue like the Bishop.
Yeah, it's always kind of hard to tell exactly how music like this is going to be, you know, received in a more sort of bar club setting. I mean, a lot of times you can really be surprised by fans, and they'll be extremely attentive and, you know, receptive to the music and quiet. And Other times, you know, people are still just kind of in their like bar environment and talking, and you know, it's I think musicians like this are probably used to that. I mean, I think they probably see both sides and
right.
in many ways.
Well, that's you know, a conversation that's always had in classical music. Do we want our audiences to be completely
right.
quiet and sit very calmly in their seats and not applaud at the incorrect times?
Right.
Or you know. Do we want them to respond to the music? I guess it feels like the same sort of situation, but maybe just completely reversed.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely something that I think we could talk a lot about.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to some music. This is a cut from their latest album, their fourth full-length album, in fact. So these guys have been around a long time, put out a lot of music. This is Bowsprit. Balmore, Balmoria, however you want to say it. They'll be performing at the Bishop on Tuesday, September 6th at 9 p.m. $8 for that show. The opening act for that show is going to be Brother John, a local
right.
group.
Brother John, local band who's been making some great music. Another band with, you know, non-traditional sort of instrumentation,
Do you
guess
know what
you
it
could
is?
Say. They've got clarinets, oboes, horns. I know, an oboe.
I've heard of this band.
Yeah, they've got everything. Strings, you know, guitars, vocals. You know, I'm sure they get this a lot, but it's just kind of an apt reference. But it's a lot like what Sufjan Stevens does. So, you know, I think it'll be a good match.
Yeah, that's a great pairing. Really, that'll go great together. Now for something completely different, our final show is by an elder statesman of the blues world, Taj Mahal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Taj Mahal is a household name when it comes to the blues. You know, if you're a blues fan at all, then you've heard Taj Mahal or heard his music. He's got, you know, over 25 albums that he's put out since he kind of started around 64, putting out records and all sorts of – he's done film work. He's been on lots of compilations. I think sometimes he gets the stigma that he's a little more accessible when it comes to blues music, and therefore some people don't, you know, are going to argue that it's not quite as authentic or what, you know. But you know, I really think he is a you know, 100% valid blues musician, and yeah, I mean, I think if you're a blues fan, then you're going to want to, you know, see the show.
Yeah, or if you're maybe just a music fan and want to see somebody super famous and responsible for furthering the genre.
Yeah.
Here's a tune by him. It's called She Caught the Katy and Left Me a Mule to Ride.
It's a good one.
Caught the Katy, she left that mule to ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. Crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine.
Taj Mahal. He'll be performing at the Bluebird on Sunday, September 11th. Rather unfortunate performance date. Is that going to be the 10-year anniversary, September 11th?
I believe it is. And
it'll be interesting to see what he does.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he caters at all to that or just another show for him. I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Who knows? The show's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are a little pricey. They're $30, but sounds like you'll be more than entertained at that show. And before we say goodbye for this edition of Amplifier, every time we get together, there's no way that we can cover every single show. So highlight some shows that you didn't talk about today.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Gillian Welch is coming to the Bluebird.
So excited.
As well on September 1st. So it's going to be a great show. I saw her there a few years ago as well. It was an amazing show. Just like Taj Mahal, I mean, seeing her in the Bluebird, I think, is a great place as opposed to maybe the Buskirk or, you know, even somewhere on in one of the halls on campus. I think, you know, she could probably, you know, be in like the auditorium or somewhere the way, you know, she's doing so well these days. But I think she likes Bloomington and she likes keeping it intimate.
And, you know, if you want to go to that show, get your tickets now because it will probably sell out pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It did last time, and tickets are going pretty fast. There's still some left, though, so go get them.
Get them all you can. Michael Kapanis, he's a classical musician and a rock musician. You sing and you play keyboard, is that correct?
Yep, sing, keyboards, trumpet, whatever.
Whoa,
else.
Trumpet.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything
I can get my hands on. So.
Nice. And he's an announcer here at WFIU. Thanks, as always, for coming in.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
I'm Annie Corrigan. This is Amplifier.